Hello, my name is Ed Frawley. Of course, my wife and I own Learburg. This is a question that came in through the Ask Cindy portal, and as I say in every video, you don't need to be a customer of Learburg to ask a question. But this is interesting because it's about a person that has a dog that does not want to be petted by strangers. It doesn't have a problem with people it knows, and this person thinks that this is a problem, and I'm going to be honest, I don't think it is a problem. And the way that I can really explain it to people is that I have enough friends. Do you have enough friends? I don't need more friends. And I don't like being touched by people that I don't know. So why would we expect our dog to be willing to have strangers come up and pet it and touch it when they don't feel like it? They don't want it. Now, this person has a totally normal dog, except, and the dog will accept people that it knows coming up and petting it and saying hi. No problem at all with that. But strangers, it doesn't want it. You know what I think? I think that's normal. I don't think that's a problem at all. But I'm going to read it, and then we're going to talk about it a little bit more, too. So here it is. I'm writing about our 3-year-old male border collie. It's not a fearful dog. He's confident, he has advanced obedience training, and he does agility work. He can walk among people in the mall, at the market, and have massive events going on, and he keeps quiet and relaxed. But, if a stranger, whether it's a woman, a man, an adult, or a child, approaches and tries to pet him, he reacts with aggression. Even if people only praise him from a distance, he won't do it with people that he knows. I would like the dog to stop reacting like this. Is there a solution? Or would it be better to respect his nature and just not let strangers approach him? See what I mean? Why should we allow people to come up and pet our dog? I don't see any reason when you got a dog like this. I'm going to respect that dog not wanting strangers to come up and touch him. Think of all the women in the world. How many women want to let a stranger come up and touch them? Not hardly anybody. I'm sorry. This is a deal where with our dogs, nobody touches our dogs. I don't care if it's a puppy. I don't care if it's an adult dog. Nobody's going to come up and pet our dog. And if they try to, we stop them. We stop them cold. I'm not trying to make friends with somebody that's trying to come up and pet my dog. If you have to, in this case, we sell training vests, and it said, please don't pet my dog, or working dog in training. There's a lot of different patches you can put on a vest. If it's really a problem, you could condition your dog to wearing a muzzle. I'm not sure that's fair for the dog because he's not done anything wrong. The only reason I say the muzzle issue is not very many people want to pet a dog with a muzzle on. It's like the big flag, stay the hell away from me or I'm going to bite you, even though the dog's never going to bite him. But I don't think that's necessary. Just say, no, please don't pet my dog. And that's the problem that's solved, period. This dog can go to an obedience competition. It can walk through crowds of people. No problem at all. That's a good dog. It's a really good dog. And just because some dogs love to meet, they never meet a person they don't love. A lot of black labs are like that. My old black lab that I worked as a narcotics dog in the sheriff's department, Gabby, she never met a person she didn't like. So you got two sides to the spectrum here. And if you have a dog like this, just do what I say. Your dog will be happier and you'll be happier.